Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me this morning to shine light in the midst of gross darkness, to encourage you, to show you the way, is John Ramos.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Also, here to shine a light in your path, to tell you there's hope, and to remind you Christ in you is the hope of glory, is Pat Hamilton, the producer of the one and only VFN Radio Program.
Good morning.
We'll give a shout out this morning and a happy birthday to Honor Bell. Happy birthday, Honor. We want to welcome our new listeners today. We want to welcome Debbie, War, Donna, Susie, Mark, Dexter. Oh, they just keep going and going from all around the United States. We're so excited to be able to have you joining us. I also want to welcome Benjamin and Bill and Priscilla and Molly and Dee and Clarence and Dorothy and Nancy and Mary and Doris and Josh. I mean, Lucretia, shout out to Birmingham. God is so moving across the land. There is hope. You are listening to VFN Radio, and I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and join me to encourage you to shine the light is John Ramos.
Good morning.
And the one, the only, Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
My, here we are. It is Monday morning. It seems like it was just Monday morning, you know, a few moments ago, doesn't it?
Yes.
I'm excited. I'm just excited that, you know, all the things that are taking place, that God did not leave us without hope and a voice and light and direction. You know, I just want, when you're listening right now, I just want you to know that God designed this moment. He set it up, and he said, you know what, we're going to walk this out under his leadership together. There is hope in Jesus Christ. I mean, he's speaking. As a matter, we're going to be talking about, you know, and this is what many people are proclaiming, that God no longer speaks. Oh, not only does he speak, we have many details to share with you, you know, what he's saying. And those who listen to him are safe. And so today's going to be filled with the voice of God. What God has said to us, we're going to share with you. And it's definitely, you want to hear it, because it's applying to you right this very, very, very moment. But, of course, I also want to give a big shout-out to Eddie this morning, who's doing Insanity.
My goodness.
I haven't heard any feedback, Eddie. You know what I'm saying? You told him you're going to do Insanity, this exercise program.
I haven't heard any either.
I felt really rough. I kind of share what my doctor said, as you can go back in here and on the highlights. You know, I just did it. I shared it. I shared it, what he told me. He had three things he wanted me to do. I leaned forward, and I got my pencil, because doctor's a good doctor. And I was going to write it down, and he said, I want you to lose weight. I said, okay, all right. And the second thing was, lose weight. I'm like, oh, my goodness, there's a logical pattern here. I'm thinking I know what the third thing is. And then he said, eat potato chips. No, he said, lose weight three times. I'm like, okay, all right, that's a challenge. You know me, that's a challenge. Uh-oh. Okay, got it, okay. Then I begin to pray for desperate intervention. And all of, you know, of course, when we share that on VFN Radio, I get a lot of helpful hints. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. And a lot of people can empathize. You know, we're all on Facebook together, a lot of our friends. I'm looking like, we're all a little plump. It's not just me here. I'm like, is that really Bobby Joe? And so, you know, I started talking about it. And I want to give a shout out this morning to all of our listeners in the area. Thank you for the advice. But, you know, I got some great ideas. You know, people share with me, and they took the challenge with me. And when you took it, man, that felt really good, because the doctor told me half as much as you got. When you told me what you wanted to do, I'm like, I only got half of that. You know, I can do that, you know. And then, of course, Najina out of Houston, she's talking about it as well. And give you a shout-out, encouragement this morning, Najina. We can do this thing. We can do this thing. And I just want to give praise to the Lord this morning, because it's been 7 days since that humiliating announcement. Now, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. John has gained 5 pounds. No. Listen. You got to get this. Whoa. 7.5 pounds in 7 days.
7 pounds. 7.5 pounds.
Listen, Thomas. Thomas, come on. 7.5 pounds and an all inch right, and a good. Half. And I'm not a measurer, but, you know, when I got injured that time, and Andrew, we have a shout out this morning to Andrew, the Bahama trainer in Birmingham, that he showed me that, you know, you can actually not lose weight, but you can lose inches. And if you measure your inches, like around your waist and your, and so that, you can lose inches, but not lose weight. And so it encourages you to keep going forward.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And so you look for encouraging moments.
Yes, please.
And so an inch and a half in 7 days.
That's good.
That means I'll have like, if I keep this up in 6 months, I'll have like an 8-inch waist. But I got to tell you, man, oh my goodness. After we finished up our leadership meeting this weekend and, you know, I was feeling a little rough, and I'm like, this big voice was coming at me that said, like, ice cream.
You hear that same voice too?
Yeah, we scream every for ice midnight. Cream. He only hears one thing. He hears butter pecan. But, you know, I made it through it. I made it through the night. It was a dark night. You know, weeping endures for the night. Joy comes in the morning. That and a big pork steak. Anyway, so, but yeah, I mean, it's still with that. I'm eating. You know, that's I'm good. Actually eating food. And, you know, and some people are asking me what it is, and I don't want to share it on the air. But I was on a sabbatical in Savannah last year around December, November. And, I was in need of some help, and I was in the mall, in Savannah Mall, which is pretty cool. There's a coffee shop downstairs, and just relaxing and reading the paper, the local paper, and all. And this, I'm watching this young man have a meeting, and you know, he just has all these people around him, and he's talking. And I just love that kind of stuff where he's encouraging people and inspiring people. And when they finished up, one of them came and sat down to me and said, "Look, you look a little plump."
Oh my goodness, that was
no,
nice.
He didn't say that, but he just started telling me what he was doing, and I thought, I've done that, been there, done that. I'm not going to do that again. Right. And but then, you know, I went back to the place, you know, on the side of the river where I was spending time with God, and just got to thinking. God laid it on my heart, you know, because it was real healthy. It wasn't some weird stuff. I'm not into that kind of stuff. Everybody that's on a diet tends to gain weight. Right. I'm not into that. It's like, that's scary. But so I called him back. I called this young man back, you know, and he works at one of the hotels downtown Savannah, in which I had all these wonderful thoughts about Savannah. You know, I thought, man, this is just so beautiful, and the history, and yada, yada. Then I found out more about him. Like, we all need Jesus. Our history's horrific sometimes. And so then I call him up, and long story short, it was just, it's like, you know, real healthy way to do things. And 7.5 pounds in 1 week.
That's huge.
You know what I'm saying? And an inch and a half. You know, I'll be down to like pad size soon.
Wow.
I'm worried. As a matter of fact, because of the hurricanes here, I'm losing so much weight. You know, I might blow off the face of the map. No, we have a little, the anchor holds, believe me, the anchor still holds. But it's just amazing. So, you know, I just said, okay. When you told me that, you know, in Savannah, I said, okay, one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I said, okay. I'll just, you know what I'm saying? Never, never, never. And I said, okay, one more time. Just to use the stuff, nothing else.
Right.
And it works. It's amazing. It's totally amazing, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm able to eat, stay healthy, and still, you know, lighten up a little bit so I can meet my doctor's challenge right there. God is just so good, is he not?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You know, this weekend, I had an amazing encounter. I was
tell us about it.
Believe it or not, at the grocery store.
What is that?
Exactly. Well, here, this is how it started. You know, I wanted to. My wife needed to pick up some groceries and some few things at the store, and she asked me to drive her. I said, "Oh, okay, but I can't go in."
She's such a good cook, man. I'm telling you, she makes a sandwich, just a sandwich, and your mouth waters. You know what I'm saying?
Very bad. Yeah, I gain. Listen, I gain.
It says very bad. No, that's good. That's good.
No, you gain weight here. You gain weight here. You know, I remember when we first got married, I gained like 20 pounds in the first month.
Do you remember how small his waist? His waist used to be like about like, you know.
It was a stick.
It was a stick.
Oh, my highlight was like, what is for dinner tonight?
Yeah. He had one empty McDonald's bag in his refrigerator.
All right.
And he had a whole bunch of old crusty pizza like pushed up against the corner.
I kept Hungry Howie's in business. They were sad the day I left.
I bet they were
mourning my departure. So anyway, back to the story. I'm you know, taking her to the grocery store, and I said, okay, listen, but I can't go in. All right. I just can't go in. I'm going to hang out here in the car. I had some reading I wanted to do. And she said she wasn't going to be long anyway. So I'm finally get some time to myself, and I'm about to read some things here in the car. And all of a sudden I hear someone tapping on my window, and I'm like, oh, great. You know, so I just look up real quick, and there's this lady with two children. And then I realize she has a stroller. So I pull down my window. And I said, yes, you know, how can I help you? And she says, well, sir, I hate to bother you, but, you know, I was wondering if you had any money because I'm trying to get some food for my kids. I'm trying to get some food. I don't get any assistance until, you know, the beginning of next month. And which is going to get some things. So I'm just, you know, surprised, shocked.
So she's knocking on your window.
Yeah.
In Jersey.
In Jersey. You know,
the window's up. Hello, the window's up. Right.
Oh, way up. Yeah, door's locked. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm checking to see if the kids are packing. You know, I'm like, hey, what's?
I got one hand on the lock and one hand on my GPS.
So, but you know, she was just a normal, you know, just stressed mom, or you know.
Oh
and
man! Wow, that's bless her heart.
Yeah. So I step out the car and I look at my wallet and I got like $5. You know, $5 bill. My wife says, you know, all I have is a $5 bill. And she says, sir, we'll take anything. I'm like, oh my gosh, here, you know, here's $5. And when I do that,
$5 is a debt?
Oh, no. That's all I had in my wallet at the time.
You gave her your wallet? Cash. Oh, that's so, you were just.
No. Listen, I gave her $5 cash.
Oh, you gave her $5 cash.
So we got to talking. I said, hey, you know, so things are pretty rough. She says, yes, my husband just left, and he just went back to Romania. He left us, and things are really bad, and we're just trying to make it. I realize she has a, you know, a small little baby, a young child in the stroller.
Oh, wow. She has a stroller? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, stroller, two kids, and she had three kids at home. She has total six children.
And she's looking for food.
Mm. Yes. And my heart just like goes out. Oh my gosh.
Oh, no doubt. Done that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So I asked, hey, you know, can I pray for you guys? And she goes, yeah, sure. So, you know, we pray right there in the parking lot. And just instantly I felt like the Lord laid on my heart. I said, listen, you know, I don't have any cash, but you know, I have some money on my card. You know, can I buy you some groceries? Can I give you $50 in groceries?
Well, like a check card or something?
Yeah, you know, she goes, her face just goes, yes, please, you know.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I am sitting in the car.
Wow, that's so kind of you. That really is. Yeah. I think about it. So many people are in need right now, and you made a difference in that one person's life. How many of us could do the very same thing? Just, you know, everybody's trying to save the world. I mean, that person right in front of us, like it's almost like Lazarus. Remember the rich man and Lazarus? And it's like Lazarus was knocking on your window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was your encounter. You know,
absolutely. Wow. You know, I'm thinking, you know, all these people in the parking lot, she taps on my window.
Right.
I have a responsibility. You know?
Yeah.
I says, God, what do you want me to do here? You know, what do you want me to do?
All heaven's watching, right?
Exactly. So I thought I was going to have a momentary time reading to myself, and all of a sudden I'm going into the grocery store that I did not want to go into. So I'm walking in with the kids, this lady, I pick up a buggy, and the kids are like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, listen, let's just, you know, just thank God, you know, let's just get some groceries.
So, so you're actually going through the shopping center with this mother and her children shopping for groceries.
Yes, but I got to tell you this. I'm walking in and I start thinking, I said, oh, by the way, we're going to run into my wife here.
Oh, my. So you're walking with this other lady and her kids while your wife is in, Teresa's in there shopping for groceries for you.
Exactly.
And she don't even know this? Oh, my goodness. This is not going to be good.
Yeah. So I walk on my wife. She's leaning over the meat counter getting meat. hey, Teresa.
Who is this woman and these kids with you?
I said, hi, this is, I don't say the lady's name, this is so-and-so, and these are her kids, and, you know, we're going to help them out with some groceries. So Teresa looks and she goes, oh, okay, no problem, but, you know, it took about awkward, funny moment. Oh, my goodness.
All right, right.
So,
wow. Oh, my, it's like, Teresa's like, is this, who's this other woman and kids? Exactly. Do you have something like, to tell me, John?
So I'm walking through, the grocery store, and we're helping to get some groceries and loading the cart up, and kids pick out goodies and stuff like that. And so as we're talking, she's telling me how rough it is and how bad things are, you know, in their economy and, you know, what's going on in her own personal life. And she's just trying to make it. She's on government assistance. And she says, John, the sad thing about this is that people actually think I'm lying. She goes, like, I want to be out here with my kids, you know, and she goes, I've never had to do this before. But she says, we're just rough. She even says, you know, I'm looking to do something part-time, even though I'm on government assistance. Like, we can't even make it. And
you got to do what you got to do to be able to get through the times and the seasons that we're in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, my heart just went out. You know, I have children of my own. I couldn't believe they were knocking on my window. And I just, you know, just the compassion of God, I guess, just came over me, and I just wanted to bless them. So we're getting ready to leave, and we share some testimonies. And I asked, I said, listen, you know, do you know Jesus? You know, have you ever accepted the Lord into your heart? You know, because we started talking about things about God all the way through this thing, and it just fell right at that moment. And she goes, yes. She goes, I'm a believer. I've given my life to the Lord, and I, you know, Jesus is my Savior. And I said, oh, that's so
praise
wonderful.
God, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was beautiful. So we had a time of prayer again right outside there in ShopRite, and the kids just were so grateful. There's nothing like giving something to somebody that's grateful. You know what I mean?
Is that the place that you and Teresa took me when I was there with the pizza up front and all?
No, yeah. Actually, this was another city. This is like in another city nearby. And it was sad, but, you know, at the same time, it was great.
But it's good. I mean, she had a need.
Yeah.
You know, and you heard the Lord and you responded to her need. And she has six children.
Wow.
Yes.
And her husband's overseas in Romania.
Not overseas. He left. He left. He abandoned them.
Oh, my goodness. Lord, we just lift her up right now. And we just pray for divine intervention for her and her kids, God. You know, your father to the fatherless, Lord, that you would meet her. What's her name?
Fadima.
Say that slowly.
Fadima.
Lord, we just lift up Fadima, Father God, and her kids, and we just pray that any generational curse or whatever is broken off of her family, and that she would just move into a new, fresh blessing, Father God, and just provision, God, and you would meet her needs in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, you know, I think about this. I think about, you know, as I'm pondering, as we talked to last week about the rich man and Lazarus, and this is Jesus talking about, he's explaining his creation and his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about the rich man and Lazarus, and the rich man, Lazarus had sores, and the dogs was licking his sores. He was a poor man hanging outside this rich man's house, basically, the gates. And the rich man didn't pay much attention because he didn't realize, it was the wisdom moment we're talking about, that what the rich and the poor have in common is God made them both.
Right.
And he didn't understand that. But the thing I began to ponder is that the only thing that he did wrong that was so horrific that sent him to hell was he didn't recognize what you recognized last night.
Mm.
That God made you, who was inside of a car, who had finances, and he also made, what's her name again?
Fadima.
Fadima, who was outside your car with six kids.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was inside the car and the one that was outside the car. Our Father God made both of you, and he was waiting to see what you would do, because he said that the rich man never did, and so that Lazarus dies and he goes to heaven, and he's in beside Abraham, and the rich man dies and he goes to hell,
right,
with his weeping and gnashing of teeth and the whole thing we talked about. You can go back in Wisdom Moment. You say, what do they have in common? you know, the God's perspective of the poor. Understand this, that everybody on the face of this earth, God has made them. You got to pause. You got to get a Selah. You got to pause and think, because we have to reboot like you do a computer that just kind of whacks out, and we need to defrag and reboot. That was the original word for this year, I believe, when we've got a 7-day fast. And we need to defrag our minds and our hearts and reboot and understanding the original programming of God for this creation. And one very important thing that we forgot is how God's perspective is of the poor.
Yeah.
And that we are them outside of him. And if he brings us increase, we're called to share that increase with the Lazarus. Because think about it, Lazarus ended up in the splendors. If you go back to the VFN torch, you can get to it at VFNTV.com and just type in heaven in the search area, and you'll find all these stories about heaven and how awesome it is. This rich man who had all these great pleasures today, and that's today. A lot of people think that they're good because they got stuff and things and big houses and nice cars, but they don't understand that if you don't, your wealth is crying out against you.
Mm-hmm.
And if your hoarded wealth is crying out against you, I mean, God doesn't mind you having things as long as the things don't have you. But right now, I would pretty much say a 90 percentile thing, if you were going to do a percentage, is that in America, you know, money has America.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's okay. I think, you know, God's about to cure us of that issue.
Oh, yes, you know? Yes. I think about the Good Samaritan. You know, I was abiding that day. God spoke to me that morning. And
oh, really?
Obviously, this was my test. This was my test because, you know, I was reading about the Good Samaritan. And, you know, God was speaking to me. So people don't need a cheer up. They need to lift me up. You know, everyone wants to just give a rah-rah seems these days, a siskumba, five ways to a better you. But they need a hope. They need a lift up from God. They need the gospel. And so the Samaritan, reading the story there, and the Levite and the priest both pass in the story, pass a person that's broke down on the side of the road. I'm paraphrasing here for you. And they just go by. Maybe they might have gave them a cheer up. Hey, man, things will get better. I'll send someone to you. You know, at the next exit when I get off, maybe someone will come by. And this is a Samaritan who actually went to the person. And that's what it's going to take. You know, we're not going to have compassion for people unless we get amongst them and see the things that they're suffering and the things that we're going through. You know what I'm saying? It's like if we continue to live past life and not go to where people are at and leave our windows closed, if you will, never come out, never interact with them, we're not going to feel the compassion to do something. And so he felt the compassion, and he put him on the donkey, gave him a lift up, and took him to the inn and took care of his needs and, you know, paid the innkeeper and did what he had to do so that the person could get back on their feet.
That's so very, very important. So I want to encourage you this morning to be kind. Listen, God's not holding you responsible for rebooting the world, defragging the world. He's just holding you responsible for rebooting or defragging that which you are, your sphere of influence. You know, what God's called you to give you authority in. So if you see somebody in need, just like John saw somebody in need right there knocking on his window, and you know, I think about Streets and Lanes Ministry, you know, who we like to partner with and to help out, because she goes right to the person. You know, Kathy goes right to that person on the street and gives them money, gives them food. As a matter of fact, I was over as they were preparing last Wednesday to go out, and she's a prenatal nurse, but she still goes out once a week. She finds the people on the streets, and she feeds them. Think about it. She feeds them. And it's just totally amazing. She gives them the food. She gives them toiletries. She gives them blankets and tents and socks in the winter. And it's just like, man, that is so right. That's like, I love that. It's beautiful. And so I just want to encourage you this morning. Listen, one of the first things that we're going to do in our repentance as a nation is we're going to have to personally repent for our sin, which we talked about, you know, and turn away from it. And one of those peripheral parts of repentance is for us to begin to respond in God's perspective of the poor. Go to the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and type in the word poor, and you'll see some words come up, or moment of wisdom, and it's God's perspective of the poor. And just listen to it and read those Proverbs about that, because you'll find out that, you know, think about it. The rich man, he didn't say that he was in adultery. Jesus didn't say he was in doing something wrong. And, you know, mm-hmm. he wasn't say mm-hmm. he was in some sort of greed or, I mean, greed he was, but just he didn't list all these sins that everybody talks about today. The mm-hmm. sin that God, through his son Jesus Christ, talked about is his wrong perspective of God's creation, the poor. We'll be right back.
You know, John, I think about the goodness of Jesus Christ. When I hear about the joy and the goodness and the life and the celebration that I read in the Word of God that Jesus talks about, you know, when I hear about religion and I read the Word of God and I hear man's religion, then I hear Jesus, there's a big difference. And I hear about what Jesus is saying, and it's just like, I want to know the Jesus that Jesus talks about. I want the joy that Jesus talks about. And if you're ever wondering, how do I get that joy? How do I get that goodness, that life, that happiness that Jesus talks about? I want to encourage you. You can get that relationship. You can get that daily joy through abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Go to iabide.org. Jesus Christ has love and he's got joy specifically for you. iabide.org. You know, John, the content and the topics and subjects that we've been hearing on the VFN TV Daily Live radio program has been encouraging, is it not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to encourage you, the listeners that have been listening, you know, if you've missed anything, I want to encourage you to go on VFNTV.com. And you'll see a torch on the right-hand side. Click on that link, and you'll be able to see all of the highlights. You'll be able to scroll back. You know, you might not have even known about the Daily VFN Radio program until like a week ago. But we have been posting all of the highlights since beforehand, and you can catch all of the highlights since before you've even been listening. Go to VFNTV, V for Vine, VFNTV.com, and then click on the torch on the right-hand side.
I want to talk to you just for a quick moment here. You may be at the end of your religious road. You may have done everything religious that you could think of. I mean, you may have sung in choirs. You may have had perfect, quote, church attendance, unquote. You may have got real close to those who are in ministry. You may have done all these things, but yet you're empty. You've found yourself, you know, seeking and running after what you perceive to be right, but you are running after things, a man, and not God. Listen, that's a seek that God's put inside of you. That's a seek that God's put inside of you. He's put that inside of you. And what it is, you were seeking after him in the wrong places. Listen, he is after you. And the fact that you've done that means you're after him. But you just got to get on the right road. You just got to get off the religious road and get on the relationship road. You got to meet God. The whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. And God loves you. God has a plan for your life, but you've got to meet him. You meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus made a way for you to be in relationship with the creator of the universe. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's about a joyful walk in the Lord. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. Well, here we are. We are back, and we had our Bojangles moment right there. The chicken was good. It's got a little bit of spice to it, not enough for Pat, but it's got good flavor to it, and it was so juicy.
Well, I've got a good chicken place. Next time you come visit, oh, I've got the place.
Your food is so good up there. Oh, my goodness. I wish there was a way that you could just... what's it like? Which one?
There's this place. I don't even know the name. It's a Chinese restaurant, and they stay so full. Actually, Eddie turned me on to this place, but you got to wait like 25 minutes every time you go to order your food. And it is so. I mean, I'm sure it's not healthy for you. You know what I'm saying, but it is so.
Delicious. What's the place that you and I went to where they brought over like a whole cow and whole, they kept on bringing nonstop meat. And you kept on, give them more. What was that?
Oh, that was in the Ironbound. We went to, that's Ironbound in New York. What was that?
No, it was
that
Jersey. It was Jersey.
Yeah, it's Newark.
Oh, Newark. Oh, okay. Yeah,
Ironbound in Newark. It was a Portuguese restaurant What do they call that? Slip in my mind.
First the pee.
Endless meat. What do they call that?
Gluttony. Oh they anyway, just kept on bringing. Happens? Oh, go ahead. Tell
them. Greg gets off the plane. So the first thing says, let's take you out to eat. So we take him down to the Ironbound in Newark, Portuguese restaurant. And this area is awesome because they all have the same type of restaurants. You go in there, you order your food. And Pat, get this. It's unlimited meat.
Unlimited meat.
So they'll come around and they'll bring you these sausages, the chicken, and they bring you the filet mignon. It's and you know what? I mean, I saw a big smile on Greg's. I even have a picture. Man, a smile on his face.
Oh, let's show that picture.
Oh my goodness! Was it before or after?
Well, he kept on going, moi, 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 or something. I don't know.
Oh, I kept bringing them over, but that was good food.
It was like the whole shish kebab. It was like a 4-foot shish kebab.
Oh, my God.
You know, and they'd come over, and one of them was like a beef one, and one was a chicken one, and one was...
like sausage.
Sausage, which was, you know, I was like, don't waste your time on that.
Yeah, right.
You had to work. They made you earn the filet mignon. Yeah.
Like, don't bring me any more sausages, okay?
Filet mignon. And Isaiah's looking at me like with a grilled cheese sandwich. Why are you getting all that meat? I was like, take it, Isaiah, please. Take it.
We definitely got some food here, I'll tell you that much.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me to encourage you to shine the light of hope in the midst of gross darkness is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. Here we are. Man, what a wonderful, wonderful first half hour that we had right here. I want to encourage you this morning that so many prophetic words are being fulfilled now. So many things are taking place. Understand that means that we're supposed to look up as believers and realize that our redemption draws nigh, that it's a win-win. If you haven't, you need to go back and focus. I remember, and I want to share this briefly because we've got so much to share, is that I remember I had this one particular dream, and God speaks. Read Job 33 and understand that God does speak. I mean, people have just quit saying that God speaks. He speaks clearly, and we're going to share some things with you. But I remember I had this headset on, and I'm walking down this street. You know how dreams are. And I'm trying to explain to this particular person named Daisy. It's a person that I work with. You know how dreams are. And I'm trying to explain to her about heaven. You know, that it's all about, you know, where we're going. It's not where we are. And you're struggling. I mean, how do you, because we're living in such, you know, brokenness of things and stuff and the fall of man. And so finally, I just start singing, man. And it was a dream, so I sang really well.
Oh, wow.
It was really well. I sounded like John Starnes back then. And I started singing the song, looking for a city not built with hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where God spoke to, looking for a city where we'll never die. That's what it was. There the saints of millions will never, think about it, never say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
We might have to say, you know, we've been together 1,000 years. You go mosey around a little bit. I'll see you in about a decade or two. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was just amazing. And this big release of my spirit was because so often we get caught up in what's happening in the horizontal that we forget the vertical. And I want to encourage you this morning to understand we're not living just for this life alone as a believer. If you haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you can today. Find out our stories at meetmyfather.org. We shared a few of them. And today you can make that decision. You can guarantee your destiny by laying down your life at the cross of Jesus Christ, accepting Jesus as the Lord of your life. And the Father will be made known to you as you abide with him. It's just really, really exciting. So be encouraged where we're going. I do want to say this morning about the VFN Torch and what's taking place. I'm looking at if you haven't liked us yet on Facebook, you got to do it. Go to VFNTV.com, click on our Facebook and like us there. And also you can follow us on Twitter. You can also get to it at VFNTV.com. But, you know, we just thank everybody we just love our Facebook listeners and watchers and viewers and all. But just one particular article, just to show you that was we talked about on a perspective of potentially if things go a certain way, if these two or three things happen, then that means that Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, could be chosen by our current president to be the vice presidential candidate. Mm-hmm. And we shared about all those details. I'm not going to share again. But, you know, over 76,000 of you, 76,304 of you, you know, were interested in that. And you showed your interest in that. And what we want to do, we want to be able to not only talk about reality and look at it for what it is, but we want to shine the light of God's word on it. We want to hear what God's saying about it. And we want to inspire you and activate you. But just for example, 76,304 of you, you know, listened to or viewed and watched and all the different things you can do. And it's exciting to see that take place. You can get this continually by going to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. You also can like us on Facebook, and you can download our app. Go to your app store and type in VFN TV, or just go to VFNTV.com. All of it's right there, and it's got all the different little things right there. You can click on it, whatever how you want to stay connected. But listen, you want to stay connected because you're going to need light, hope, and direction, and God's given us some wisdom to really help you out. Now, he's doing this, I'm sure, all over the world. He has people that he reserves to be able to say what he wants to say in seasons he wants to say it. But I can rest assured, you can rest assured that he's downloaded a lot to us that we want to unfold to you that may take a decade to be able to share it all. But it's a precept upon precept to get his church back to himself, you know, to get us back to the simplicity of the gospel and all that. And it makes me think about, you know, looking at the VFN Torch right now. You know, look at the stories that just hit this particular weekend, you know, and one of them, of course, is the hurricane that's coming towards the Republican National Convention. Of course, as soon as it started stirring, the Lord touched my heart, and the particular article on the VFN Torch is called Hurricane Isaac, a warning shot fired over the bow of America. And let's think about a ship. The front of a ship is called a bow, and if it's shot over the bow, that means it doesn't hit the ship. But it's called warning.
Right.
It's called warning. And he immediately began to stir my heart in Proverbs chapter 1. You know, Proverbs chapter 1, that this is a warning shot. Things are about to begin to unfold rapidly. It's not like, you know, things have been very just gradual and, you know, there have been tragedies, but there have been space between the tragedies. Mm-hmm. And there's been, you know, a little breathing room between there. And Proverbs chapter 1 says, you know, and this is wisdom speaking from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20 through 33. He says, out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Which is, it's actually good news because it tells us what to do. You know, just repent. Then, if we repent, then I will pour out my thoughts to you. Mm-hmm. I will make known to you my teachings. Mm-hmm. So you think about it before we go any further. God loves you. He has a plan for your life. He loves you. He's jealously in love with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's love. Mm-hmm. And then there's jealous love.
Right.
You know, and being in law enforcement, history and law enforcement, that the jealous love was dangerous love because, you know, they would really hurt you, you right. know, for because of the deep, you know, murder is a jealous spirit,
yeah,
you know, and but that's not God's jealous. Mm-hmm. God, that's perfect. So his jealous, it's like he's intensely in love with you. So if you're going after other gods, if you're living in sin, I mean, understand he loves you so much that you can get hurt in this process.
You know? Right.
Yeah.
And I think at VFN TV, make sure to make this available to all of our viewers out there on VFN TV. And you can go to VFNTV.com and watch this. Is, you know, jealous love. You know, God's jealous love that you got to be careful because he loves you so much that you can die in the process.
Yes.
I mean, many people fell and the earth split and swallowed people up because God's anger, his jealous, loving anger, begin to just quake. And you can, if you understand love, you understand that because nobody can hurt you like the ones that you love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so in that, it's dangerous to be loved as much as God loves you. It's dangerous. And it can cost you your life. And if you have more sin than life, if it costs you your life, then you could end up, because of God's response to the sin of man, that things could begin to quake and your life could end outside of knowing him, and it would not be good. You would end up totally separate from God in hell.
Right.
Yeah. You don't want that. So we can just turn.
Mm-hmm.
And realize it's a loving God saying, turn to me. I want to reveal my thoughts to you. I want to stroll with you like I did with Adam in the garden. I want to know your thoughts, and I want you to know my thoughts, and we're going to talk and we're going to have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, repent at my rebuke, then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. And that's what we're trying to do through VFN TV, you know, and the daily radio program. We talk about this, but the teachings, precept upon precept, you get that at VFN TV. Or if you're not even connected, you could join the VFN family. Go to VFNfamily.org. But listen, this is what happens, and this is what the prophetic warning is. He says, but since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand. And that's amazing to me. I mean, it's really amazing to me because my brothers and sisters that I love,
mm-hmm.
not only do they not pay attention, but they become critical when God reveals to them.
Yeah.
You know, when you share with them, mm-hmm. you know, what's taking place. And it's like, oh my goodness, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you really taking a critical stance right now? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not the time to take a critical stance. He says, but since you refused to listen when I called and no one paid attention when I stretched my hand, which means this is what this means, that God could be doing all this and nobody even knows it's even happening.
Mm.
And you, so many people look for other people to see what, if they're feeling something, they go, hey, since they don't think anything's happened, they don't think right. anything's happening, therefore nothing's happening.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Not true. And then he goes on and says, since you disregarded my advice and you did not accept my rebuke, this is what he says. He says, I in turn will laugh. Mm. You know, so many people have a wrong perception of the reality of God because they left his word. You know, right. Christians have left his word. And he says he'll laugh. Well, why would he laugh? I mean, think about it. If you have a little toddler and you're holding their hand, they go, no, no, you know, I'm going to walk myself. And so the father just lets go of the toddler's hand. Of course, the toddler, you know, hits the ground, and not in a mean way, but the father just goes, really, do you think you can exist right. outside of your father or your mother? Do you think, and God, it's, you know, that kind of laugh. He says, you know, I, in turn, I will laugh when disaster, not destruction, when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm. When disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, hurricane.
Wow.
When disaster or when distress and trouble overwhelm you, he'll laugh. Think about that. Well, people say, well, how could that be? The name of the hurricane is laughter. The word, the name Isaac means laughter.
Right.
That's what it means.
Wow.
This means laughter. The word Isaac, they're going Isaac, 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 Isaac. Well, just replace that name with laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And to say laughter seems to be building. We have a tropical storm called laughter, and laughter is coming, disaster is coming, a whirlwind is coming our way. Laughter, it's going to the Republican National Convention where we're choosing a potential Mormon leader who has Jesus wrong. You know, over this whole thing, and laughter is coming to, it's going to surge. They're going to close down. Laughter is closing down your Republican National Convention. Mm. Laughter is, you know, coming and threatening your oil and closing down your oil. Laughter is coming to New Orleans. Laughter, 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 and nobody knows. Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. It's a shot being fired over the bowel of America. And what the Lord laid on my heart, this is what he laid on my heart, is, and remember, we can repent. We can repent. And so you can find this on the VFN Torch, and you're hearing it now. You can share it. But listen to this, that this is a small thing. Mm-hmm. But God showed me this. God showed me a small thing. He showed me this when I was on a sabbatical, that he showed me how America was watching a little, thin, small, harmless type tornado that was coming out of this dark, huge, humongous sky that was covered in great turmoil that you could see no end to it, and they were thinking no big deal, but they didn't realize the sky was about to fall.
Mm. Right.
And all of a sudden, the sky falls. the sky falls and it hits the earth, and the earth turns into an ocean, and all of a sudden this huge tidal wave begins to come. And it's amazing the things that are taking place, you know. And you may have heard about the Guy Fawkes Mass. You got to hear what's going on. We're about to share some very detailed things with you. But I want to understand. I want you to understand this. That's a grace of God, the mercies of God. A warning shot is the mercies of God saying, "Hey, I'm getting your attention. I love you. I want to share my thoughts with you. Respond to my rebuke. Listen to me." And then he goes on to say in the rest of that proverb, he says, "Then, after the disaster comes," he says, "then you will call to me, but I will not answer." Can you imagine a season of that? The God's not going to. It's not because God's not there anymore. It's the fact that you didn't listen to me. I'm not going to listen to you. You're going to be in a time of suffrage for a while because you didn't listen to me. He says, "Then you will call on me and I won't answer. Then you will look for me and you won't even find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways." You understand this? We always have bad ways. We make mistakes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But since we didn't listen to God, we're going to have to eat them. You know what I'm saying? Wow. It's not like we didn't have bad ways. I mean, right. The more you study even American history, you just want to like, is there a barf bag for here? You know, right. We've made so many mistakes and we treated people so bad and just, you know. But God, because we listened to God, there was mercy and grace for that moment, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so he says, but then because this happened, you will eat the fruit of your ways. They will eat the fruit of the ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. So all these schemes that, you know, men are doing, it just all turns in on them. Mm. He said, for the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency, oh my goodness, the sleeping church. Oh my goodness. Like, wake up. Right. Wake up. You know, right out of Israel, right out of Avi's ministry in Tel Aviv, he sends through his intercessors and he gives her permission to be able to share it with us that in Tel Aviv, Israel, that the church has been asleep. And he's talking. They said that she doesn't wake up.
Wow.
You know, if she doesn't wake up, and of course, we know she's been sleeping because we're like, wake up.
Right.
Wake up. It's like, wake up, snoring. You can hear them snore, right? It's like, come on. And it says, for the waywardness of the simple who kill them. What we're seeing when you hear, he said, well, they're talking. It's called talking in your sleep. He says, and the complacency of the fool will destroy him. But listen to this. This is encouraging. He said, but whoever listens to me will live in safety.
Amen.
And be at ease without fear of harm. What is that? That's a jealous God who loves you and has a plan for your life, that wants to spend time with you and wants to walk this thing out for eternity, so you talk back and forth and have this thing called relationship because of the blood of Jesus Christ. It's an awesome thing. You know, I want to encourage you that if you haven't yet, you know, you're going to need to go to VFN TV and you need to watch some things like Prudent Preparation. You know, is the America under God's judgment? You know, the Elijah Storm. And we are releasing this week. We started releasing it yesterday. It's called God Does Speak. God Does Speak. And we're going to be playing some of that for you today. But it's available on VFN TV. You get to it at VFNTV.com. And it's a free subscription. Just go there. I want to also apologize to, we had a lot of subscribers that came in, you know, during a period of time. And for some reason, you know, we apologize for that. Go ahead now and log in to VFN TV. Everything should be up for you now. We had something happened and we don't know how that all happened, but you should be able to log in now. There was a little delay. It wasn't that you weren't there and it wasn't working. The fact is that they just hadn't yet made that available, but we know that you subscribed sometime, and you should be able to log in right now. So go log in with your email and your passwords, and you can start listening to all of this. It's available for you right now on VFN TV. And if you haven't subscribed for free, now is the time. Today is the day, because what we're going to share with you, what we're going to share with you is these very specific prophetic conversations, because some leaders from around America who God's been speaking to, had a conference call. And we recorded it for you. And that we have, not only that, we have video in there. We have all these different things to be able to tell you this, putting all the pieces of this puzzle together. And you're going to find out about this, that our president is in trouble. You know, when our president's in trouble, our nation's in trouble.
Right.
And there's people behind the scenes that want to harm our president. Yeah. They want to harm him. They want to hurt him. And God, God revealed to us the strategy, and you can find out about it on VFN TV. You need to listen to it in its entirety. Listen, we got to quit being the highlight people when it comes to God's word. We need to listen to the whole word.
That's right.
And you need to listen to it from beginning to end. And part of that, I believe, is starting this week. It's not by mistake that laughter is coming in from the Gulf. That everybody's watching it, thinking no big deal. But listen, the sky. And you think about the little, you know, nursery rhyme of the bird saying the sky's falling. You shouldn't say that. But we can't help but tell you what God has told us. That obviously the sky's not going to fall, but it's going to feel like the sky.
Sure.
It's going to be such a turmoil happening in the earth. And we're going to share some of those things with you, and you can find out right now. But we saw very specifically some things that took place where, prior to our president getting in office, that God shared with us, and with some of the leaders, and we make that known to you, in VFN TV. And what God shared with us before he was in office, first of all, said that he was going to win. God told us he was going to win, and then he told us what he's going to do. And he did exactly what God told us he was going to do. But then God showed us that it was people behind him who has an agenda in the world. Think about world power. I mean, think about, you know, Hitler. Think about world rule. It's not just a history thing. You know, men's been wanting to rule the world since the beginning. So America, there's 6 billion plus people on the earth. America's only 300 million. So think outside the American box for a moment. That people might not like us and our constitution and the God that we serve, Jesus Christ, that we say that's the Lord of this nation, and you see them undermining all that. Mm-hmm. But and if they don't get their way, you got to find this out. You got to hear this because it's going to be shared precept upon precept about a situation where if we don't pray for our president and ask God to intervene, that they could harm him and they could take his life. And we don't want that to happen. We don't want men's evil strategies and evil schemes to harm him. But understand, too, he's been shaking his fist in the face of God. He's been opening things up that makes him very vulnerable to where he's not being protected. But, you know, but it's not God's plan, you know, to harm anybody. So we want to pray protection over him and nothing to happen to him. We want him to live a long life and, matter of fact, find Jesus, you know, the one that he talks about. But understand, you got to find out today. We're going to, in the second hour, we're going to probably play some of the segments of that, some of the audio segments, but you can see it on VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com. And if you haven't yet subscribed, you want to listen. Mm-hmm. You want to listen to this because we don't know. I feel like in my heart, in my spirit right now, was as this little small laughter is coming from the Gulf that people don't know it's laughter, Isaac, that it's all of a sudden going to go bam. Mm-hmm. It's going to just bam. You know, I just feel it in my spirit. And it's not over, but it's God going, you should have listened.
That's right.
You should have listened. And we, you know, if God allows us to stay on the air, if he allows us to continue to be here, you know, we're planning on being here through all this to encourage you to hold your hand and walk you back to the shepherd, the great shepherd, and show you it's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be. But yet you're going to answer alone before God. No witnesses, no suspects. So you can't blame it on anybody where you're
That's
at.
That's right.
It's if you're led astray, you're led astray, which means the one that led you astray is led astray. But you're led astray too. So you can't say, well, he or she led me astray. You got to answer alone before God. So it's just like own it. You know, own where you are. And when you own it, you can repent for it. And God will actually forgive us and bring us back and restore him to himself. You know, I just want to say this before we go in this first hour, you know, I think about that, Promise Keepers, when Coach McCartney, you know, began, you know, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, you know, we just got to get, you know, men together and we got to get people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea. It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
You know, and what God birthed in us at that particular point was you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you go look at our history started with next step. And it was it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got back seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dust. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily. We finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death. And we had to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. I think about, you know, that, you know, Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. And then when he would preach once, think about it, when he preached once, that all of a sudden people would find God. People would get saved. And they, and he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time. And you think about this. You think about how very specifically that here we are today. And what we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums fill with people. We've seen them fill with people. All across the nation, we've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work, and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN Radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where think about it. So and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him. But with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen, and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled at the end of that month yourself, all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's $1 a month, maybe it's $2 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once, and look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've been listening to VFN Radio. What an awesome, rapid first hour. Make sure you join us on the other side for the extra hour if you can't. Listen to us on the VFN TV app. Listen to us on VFN Torch. Listen to us on your computer. Download us, podcast us. Oh, we're everywhere. God bless, and we'll see you on the other side.